There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Not be infringed. 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 Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Rolling in on the second hour, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is, they are indestructible. They are modular to an obscene degree. I mean, there's nowhere you can't mount with an RTI mount any G-Code holster. And they have a lifetime warranty. In addition to being indestructible, the Kydex they make it with is, it reminds me of no other Kydex out there. But you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Recently, I got joined. I was lucky and honored and privileged enough to have these guys join me.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Joining me again from SDI is Zeke Stout. Good morning, sir.
You obliterate things. That was awesome.
You like that?
Yeah, it took me a while. I had to look it up in the dictionary, but once I realized what it meant, I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
It is pretty cool. SDI, Sonaran Desert Institute. You guys have been fairly active.
I'll be so proud.
Yes. Or I can just say SDI.
Yes, that's the easiest way to say it.
That's why you guys only say SDI. Sonaran Desert Institute.
That's why we started branding everything SDI, because it's just too hard to say the whole thing together.
It sort of sounds like you've hired Porky Pig to pitch it up. Sonaran. Anyway, you guys have been very active here lately, haven't you?
We have.
Let's talk about some of the things you've done. You teamed up with Brighton College.
Okay.
To create a criminal justice educational package. What is this about?
That's a program that Brighton College has. They have a criminal justice associate's degree. And within that, we are now offering our AR-15 armors course within that program now. So that's a pretty good little bonus for anybody that's going to school there and going after their criminal justice program.
What kind of a student would that appeal to? I mean, is this the kind of class somebody that would be taking to maybe become a police officer to look attractive to a police department somewhere?
Yes. Actually, a lot of people that are already police officers, and for promotion purposes, they'll typically go and get an associate's or a bachelor's to, you know, help boost their promotability. And that's another thing that we've been seeing a lot of people that are already police that are enrolling in this program.
Being asked, do you have a veteran discount or program in place already? Which I already know the answer to that, but you can answer that.
Yes, that was another thing we've been really busy on. I know the last time you and I spoke, we had the VA and GI Bill approval, but we were working on tuition assistance for active duty. We have now been approved Title IV, and that gives us the ability for our students to use active duty tuition assistance, which is a huge thing because we had a list of potential students that wanted to do it. They just had to wait till we were TA approved, and we are officially TA approved.
With the Brighton College course, there's a 20% discount to people who've already graduated from SDI and some other curriculum, yeah?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. And that's for tuition and books. Your guy, Wes LeMay, says, we're very excited to partner with Brighton College so students can gain the versatile and comprehensive education they need to set themselves apart in a rapidly growing industry. Gives them the best of both worlds, the credentials they need for a career in criminal justice, and the quality hands-on armor training for which SDI is so well known. This is the kind of class that every cop that is in the police academy in New York should have to take. Because I've given this some thought. These areas where they're gun-free zones, basically, and where their pool of candidates grow up gun-free, a lot of accidental shootings happen when you introduce the badge and the patrol route and the gun to somebody who's never handled any of that stuff before after they go through, 8 weeks of training. This would be invaluable to somebody like that.
Don't forget the 500-pound trigger that they have to use.
Is it 500 pounds now? No wonder they can't stay on target.
It's something like that. It's something ridiculous. I don't want to say the pleasure of shooting one before, but the odd feeling of shooting one before, and that trigger's pretty heavy. It outdoes some of these older pocket pistols that, have the 10, 12-pound trigger.
Yeah, it's a 12-pound trigger, and on a Glock, that outweighs the gun, by 3 or 4 times?
True. Very true.
Loaded. Loaded, it outweighs the gun, so.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I can see where this would be good stuff. Let's see. What about non-GI or other military education match program vets? Simple vets with no educational benefits. That's me. That would be describing me. I was in the military when they had VEEP, the Veterans Education Assistance Program, which you had to pay into in order to, and nobody talks about that for some stupid reason, probably because it was a failure, but that's all beside the point. What kind of benefit would somebody like me who has no GI Bill, who has no anything, even though I'm a veteran?
I'm not 100% sure on the VEEP program, but I know we have voc rehab, so if there's any disability, then sometimes the VA will cover it through voc rehab. Other than that, I think it's pretty much the GI Bill and VA benefits if you're a veteran, if you're active duty, it's VA, tuition assistance.
Right.
And but we do have we do also have very flexible payment plans, too. There's lots of ways we can get it done for you.
And tuition assistance. You have tuition assistance throughout the entirety of SDI, right? It's not just guns that you teach.
And that's just SDI. Brighton College I can't speak for, but SDI definitely do.
Now, when we come back from break, you have started something. Where is it? You started the Advanced Armorers course.
From 1911. Yep.
Yeah. And that is... I want to talk about that because it's interesting when we get back. Of course, we got about a minute, but I'm going to set you up for it. It's interesting that you guys go to that platform when so many of these tactical rock stars write the gun off. It doesn't hold enough bullets. It's old. It's antiquated. You have to get out there and you have to master it before you can use it. It is unreliable. It doesn't feed. It doesn't do this. It doesn't do that. It's interesting that SDI has decided to put an advanced armorer's course out there for something that a lot of people think is dead. I'm not one of them. I carried one of those things for 5 years. I know how to run one of the things. I know how to clear one of the things. I know how to make all the stuff happen that they say you've got to be able to master before you should carry it. I'm not one of them, but I want to talk about that when we get back. SDI, you can find them at sdi.edu. My guest from SDI is Zeke Stout on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Thousand square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I built something that I call the ISIS Welcome Wagon Bag. And And it was cool, but it was clunky. And then along came the Contact series by G-Code. I promptly got the Traveler's bag, burned the ISIS Welcome Wagon bag, and now I have all kinds of really nice, neat, engineered to work together items to greet ISIS with when they hit my neighborhood. I will be the vendor virgin. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout, and SDI recently, Zeke has decided to offer an advanced armor class for a platform that a lot of people say is dead for the 1911. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, wanted to do something where the students could build it from the ground up, and there's not a whole lot of pistol platforms out there that have something like that going on, not to mention anyone that has a 1911 and has broke it down to the bare bones, not just, you know, field stripped it. There's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot to know about that thing. A lot of very unique things that aren't in any other pistol out there. So that was the main reason. They need to learn a lot about it. Plus, being a gunsmith, if you're out in the field working for a shop or in your own business, there are a lot of 1911s out in the market. And if you, like you were saying earlier, before we went to break, if you don't know what you're doing, there can be some issues. A lot of people will get them right out of the box, take them to some training, have a few malfunctions, and they don't know what they're doing with them. So you're probably going to see a lot of 1911s in your shop. So we thought it was very important to get a full comprehensive armors course laid out for the 1911.
Well, one of the things about the 1911, the 1911 is a lot like, it's the only pistol I know of, possibly the Browning or the CZ. The CZ pattern or the Browning mm-hmm. pattern. But it's the only pistol I know of that is like the AR in that everybody builds one. Everybody has built one. I mean, right. the pistol I ran when I was in the military was by Ithaca. And I'm sure it was probably mm-hmm. built back in the 40s. And it ran like a champ. If I could find that thing today, I would have it in a minute. No matter what the price. But with that many people building the gun, there's going to be a variety of different types of setups where some parts are going to be not as good as others. And this is where Absolutely. Being an armorer is going to come into play. I had a STI pistol one time. And before I fired the first round mm-hmm. out of this, the sear broke. And every time I dropped the slide, the hammer went with it. Before I ever fired the gun. And if I had not known of a pistol smith, if you were a gunsmith that knew how to work on these things, I would have been sending it back to STI, and then STI would have held on to it after right. holding it for a year to build it. So, you know, that comes in handy to have somebody there to know how to fix these things.
It does, and when you get our armor's course, not only do you just build it based off the instructions on how to build one, we have an addendum to it that is how to take just a base model 1911 and make it a match grade pistol.
Right.
So you're learning more than just put A in B and click C and you have something that works. You know, you're learning how to fit and finish with the one I had. Of course, at home with my own tools, sat there, and I had to file a few things off to make the safety fit. There's a few different things you have to learn from it to make everything work just right, because, like you said, there's so many different parts out there for 1911s. Not everything's going to fit perfect the first time, so you need to know how to adjust it, finish it, and file it, and polish it, and whatever you got to do to make it work.
Yeah, my 1911 that I have currently is a SIG, which is a 1911 unlike most, I think. Would you agree with that? Mm-hmm. SIGs sort of put yeah. their own little stamp on it. What do you think about the SIGs?
Mm-hmm. I like them. I'll be honest, there was one I had that had a bunch of issues, but I think it was just like any other product in the world that's mass produced, you're going to have one or two here. But then when I shot some friends of mine SIG, totally night and day difference. One of them actually being the exact same model of the one I had. So they're good products. I mean, 6 Hour is a very good company. They put a lot of money in their R&D. Their training academy is unreal, that they have up in New Hampshire. They're squared away. I like them.
But invariably, if I shoot this thing enough, something's going to break, and that's when I need to find somebody that's graduated from SDI to take care of it, isn't it?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know. I know that you know, there's a lot of people that have written the platform off of it. But then when you talk to, like, Steve Fisher leaves the house with a 1911. And he's not going double stack because... you know, he's very pragmatic in his approach. He's like, well, if it's a bunch of terrorists, I just got to put a few in their melon, and I can take their stuff, and I can stuff my gun back in my holster and save it, and I can use their stuff to kill his buddies. And that's his plan. So yeah. It doesn't. And I'm running mine right now with an ammo called the Polycase ARX, which looks like a drill bit. It's not a hollow point. And it'll feed. It will feed. Yeah. You know, the 1911, the big thing on the 1911, they don't feed no hollow points. But this is not a hollow point. It has a solid tip, so it will feed, and it'll feed well. And it's taken off out of that barrel at about 1,200 feet per second. That's going to sting when it hits somebody.
Yeah, things are wild looking.
Yeah, they are. What they do to ballistic gelatin is interesting, too, so... But that's what I've got the thing loaded up with. But I carried the 1911. Check out that ammo. That's some good stuff.
I was actually in Springfield, Massachusetts this last week.
Right.
And went to the Springfield Armory and Museum, and they've got all the original 1911 prototypes and all this other stuff. And they had the experimental M1911A1, and that thing was wild looking. I posted a picture of it on the SBI Instagram. But it was, you know what it almost looked like? An all-metal high point, but a little more rounded off. It was huge, bulky. It looked like they were trying to make a sci-fi movie from the 60s gun. But it was pretty neat. A lot of cool things there. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't. It's in Massachusetts. I can't carry a gun, so I'm not going.
Well, that's a weird thing. Hold that thought.
We're about to go into the next break. Yeah. We're going into the next break. Hold that thought. We'll get to that in just a second. We're going to expand on that in just a second. And then there's something that SDI recently did that I think is very innovative that attracted a bunch of students to their little webinar. We'll talk about that when we get back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. From their very first iteration, when it was just holsters and magazine carriers and everything, to the DC-3 line when they hooked up with Travis Haley, to the Scorpion line, which was a new direction for Kydex, and now the Contact series, which is a seamless integration of Kydex and Tactical Nylon, they continue to innovate and lead in their chosen segment within the gun industry. This is why what attracted me to pursue them, and this is why I continue to keep them, because they lead. They're not copying anybody. They're being copied. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from SDI is Zeke Stout, and before we went to break, I had just made the declarative statement that, no, I haven't been to the Springfield, Massachusetts museum because I can't carry a gun in Massachusetts. You're about to enlighten me to something, though. What was that?
Yeah, so we're having dinner with a few people up there, and one of the gentlemen we were eating with said, you got to go to the museum. It's only 2 miles away. It's pretty fantastic that, you know, since the Revolutionary War till about Vietnam, the majority of firearms that this country used came out of there. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So we went up there, and then as you're looking around, you're seeing all the firearms that have come through the Springfield Armory, not the company manufacturer, the actual armory where all of our guns came out of. And then it hits you that Massachusetts is such an anti-gun state, and really, you know, Smith and Wesson. Steel Armory. I mean, all these companies that are right in that area that help build that economy, and they're anti-gun. It's so funny to look and see that.
I'm just not playing with that. I'm not going to go there. There are certain places that are never going to get a dime of that money, of my money. I'm not going to drive through there. I'm not going to drive through Maryland. I'm not going to go through the body cavity search because they do a search on my tag and find out I have a permit. And then I'm on the side of the road being searched like I'm, you know, one of the couriers from the Zetas. That's all East Germany to me. Never going to New York. Never going to New Jersey. Never going to California. I got people that I want to meet in California. They're going to have to go to Arizona first. Meet me in Arizona. That's my motto. Or meet me in South Carolina, or whatever. But, you know, Tennessee is fine. We could all meet up and have a barbecue, whatever. But
we're good here in Tennessee.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. Now, recently, SDI decided to put on this little webinar. And quite innovatively, you reached out to my buddy Hickok45. Sheer genius. Simply because Hickok45 is a very popular guy, and wherever he goes, he's going to attract attention. He's got a very simple formula. He's just shooting. He's not doing anything spectacular or anything. He does have sort of wicked, spooky control over every gun that he picks up.
Yeah.
I've never gotten around him physically, but I want to see if he's like giving off some sort of, you know, some sort of vibe or something when I get around him, like the hair stands up on my arm or something, because he controls everything from 10 millimeter. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah, he's about 6'10". I'm 6'7". And when I first met him, it kind of threw me off because you're watching his videos. He has no clue he's that tall. And then you shake his hand, and it's like shaking a baseball glove. Hey, Hickok, I know you're listening.
Well, I've seen him handling guns. You know, when somebody picks up a Glock 20 and it looks like a Glock 19 looks in my hand, that's a mitt. That's a mitt you got there. And I guess that probably helps a little bit with the control. But, I mean, he shoots it all. He shoots everything.
He does. He's a great shot. And he's, to what you were saying about us bringing him on, it was kind of a no-brainer because he's a retired teacher, us being a school, and we kind of wanted – somebody that could present something in that format, and he did a great job. And he's one of those guys that he's fairly neutral on a lot of stuff when it comes to the different guns. You know, you're not going to hear him bash 1911s because he's a Glock guy, or bash 45 over 9 or 9 over 45. That's one thing that's very refreshing about his channel is you can watch it and enjoy it no matter what you're a fan of in the firearms world.
Well, when I've talked to him before about some stuff about maybe shooting something that I've got, just because I know it would get a lot of publicity if not because it's mine, but because of the gun and because it's Hickok. And he's very mindful of the fact that you know, he does not want to seem partial to anything. He wants to seem quite open to everything. And I think that has a lot to do with the success of his channel, because I would have to think for just being a pure gun channel without having any shtick whatsoever, which, of course, I'm referring to FPS Russia on that. That's the only channel that I think has more subscribers than Hickok does. And that's a guy named Kyle with a fake Russian accent. That's his shtick. He's being Russian. He's a professional Russian. Hickok is just Hickok. He's just himself. And he's got to be the most successful pure gun channel out there.
I'd say so. And he branches across so many different demographics. And he's a genuinely good guy. And that's probably the biggest thing that points to his success. When you meet him in person, he's the same as he is on his videos. There's no, like you said, there's no shtick, there's no act. He's just Hickok, you know,
right.
That's who he is. And he's willing to help out, but at the same time, he's very mindful of what they put on the channel, and he's smart with it. It's not just willy-nilly, let's throw whatever we can out there and hope it sticks. They really take their time putting stuff together.
The only people I can think of that probably don't like him is probably the watermelon growers and the soda manufacturer. Although the soda manufacturers probably love him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've said it a number of times, like when I've gone on his son's show on Gun Culture Radio. I'm like, man, if I was a soda manufacturer, I would approach y'all and throw a huge stack of money to sponsor your channel. And say, leave the labels on. Here's a chunk. Here's a big old chip.
Yeah. But you can't see them. That's the other thing that irritates me about him. He's a little old. I don't know how old he is, but his eyesight has not been affected at all. He's wearing glasses. I know. Yeah, Billy's got corrective lenses. But he can see and shoot something with steel sights easily without shooting at it 26 times to hit it once. He does that with those soda bottles because you don't see him miss too much until he gets going further out there. But I thought that was sheer genius. We're coming up on the last break when we get back. Maybe if there's some stuff that SDI's got cooking that you can share with us, this would be a good time to point it out. For those of you who are looking at reinventing yourself and you want a career in firearms technology, SDI has covered every base you can possibly imagine. You can go to the website, sdi.edu. They've got hands-on training in your locale where it's available. They'll try to find something that you can get to if they don't have it local to you. They'll do everything they possibly can to make you a success because they wouldn't be number one in their field if they didn't have successful students. Check them out at sdi.edu. When we get back, Zeke Stout, we're going to try to pry what's coming up in the world of SDI out of him when we get back. Tomorrow on the show, it's going to be Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense again. As we continue the onslaught, we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. If I'm not running it, it's because they don't make a holster for the gun I might have, which that's, I think, one. There's one gun I own that they don't make a holster for. And I'm working
on that.
Which one's that? The SIG 320.
Gotcha.
The SIG 320. And part of that problem is because they get so many military orders that they can't, you know, they got to have a gun and or a mold and everything else. They just haven't gotten to it. But check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Find out why this is the only indestructible holster I run. If you're out there looking to reinvent yourself, you need to look at this.
Has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduates' capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is something you can do from afar, and this is something that they have designed to work with you, with whatever limitations you may have as far as distance, hands-on, that kind of thing. In the future, with all of the things that you've got going on now, you're getting a little innovative now, getting into the YouTube stars. I got to admit, coming from an educator, you know, when we were conceptualizing the spot, and you and I were talking, when I was thinking education, you know, the higher education, most people are thinking Harvard or Yale or Columbia or Princeton.
Sure.
And I wanted to make it sound like, you know, it wasn't as stodgy. It was actually sort of exciting and everything. You guys are actually going out and doing it. It's not a concept anymore. Just, you know, what I was seeing for the spot is actually something you're putting into practice. Are you going to continue that?
We are going to continue doing exactly what we're doing. But you were mentioning the YouTube stuff. It was a no-brainer for us. You and I have talked about it before. I used to have a YouTube channel, and I saw the marketing power in that platform because, you know, a lot of TV shows nowadays, they're getting 100,000 views on one show, and if they don't have on-demand, your commercial, your advertising's gone. These YouTube channels, if you advertise with them, they're getting 100,000 views in a day, and it exponentially increases after that, and it's out there forever.
Right.
So it was kind of a no-brainer. The tough thing is we really got to vet them, because there are some channels out there that, you know, they see their favorite channel, Hickok 45 or Military Arms Channel or whoever, and they try to emulate them and throw up a video, and it's not good quality. Sometimes they're not doing the smartest things with firearms. So we vet them first. We make sure they're good quality people that are doing quality, you know, production work. But it's a lot of fun stuff. Another thing that we're doing that's really innovative right now is our field study program that just launched. I don't know if we had launched it the last time you and I talked, but we have field studies. So you can go out to a number of different shops or manufacturers or, you know, gunsmithing shops in your local area that we've set up a field study for, and you have a three-week optional field study. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. It's
right.
Completely optional. But we've set up kind of like a little mini curriculum with each location once you finish your program, and you get more hands-on that way from a number of different avenues. So that's been a really fun thing here lately, because the students are really excited about it. We've already got a couple guys placed right now.
One of the people in the chat room, my man Ansel, known as Schwell on YouTube, is one of his students.
I know him.
Yeah?
He is.
He's one of your students right now.
Really good guy.
Yeah, he seems to like it, the way he's talking about it. He's saying right now he's still in the bookwork. Yep. It'll be interesting to see where that goes, because Schwell is most of the gunsmiths I know, a little drinks of water, you know, and I would love to walk into a shop and see, because Schwell makes me feel small. He's a big boy. I like him. I like him. I like a man that can wear a double-breasted jacket, a bow tie, a pair of shorts, and combat boots, and make a video, and everybody thinks, I like the look.
And it works.
Only he can do it.
And it works.
Only he can do it.
Yeah, great guy.
So,
hey, he's one of the ones that put out quality stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's people like that you got to look for.
As you go forward now, are you getting any pressure to start working on things like, you know, like the Tavor, the bullpup type gun? Is that something that you guys are picking up and going to have to run with and learn how to figure out how to pull it apart?
We are. In fact, we may or may not be pulling it apart and developing content as we speak on that particular platform. May or may not. I have to throw a disclaimer in there.
I will not deny or confirm anything. I understand.
Dude, it won't be a build of any kind. It won't be like a capstone project, but the content will be there to know how to work on it, because I think in the last year and a half, it's been the most sold civilian bullpup, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not really sure I'm ever going to own one, but there seems to be a lot of people that like them.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to like the AK. Don't have an AK. I like the AR platform. I'm not a guy that went through a career with the military, but I mean, that was, as a young man, they put an M16 in my hands, and I learned that platform inside and out and ran it for years, and just like the 1911, getting out there and going to something else that is foreign or beats me up or whatever just doesn't appeal to me. So I run and own only AR. So, but I know there's people out there that like those bullpups. Maybe one day you and I can get together and you can work on that. I don't know. I know my friend Tim Harmson at the Military Arms Channel likes them.
Yeah. He's actually the one that turned me on to them.
Okay, well, you know, you guys, I would have to sit down and talk to you.
First was his.
I would have to sit down and let you talk to me at length and everything and get me, explain it to me, make me a believer, something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what you would have to say. I don't even know that you could say the right thing, but that's okay. I'm not gonna be closed-minded or anything. Anything else in the pipeline that is coming up? I mean, with all the guns that are coming out, and there's the new guns coming out all the time, is it almost impossible to keep up with it? A gunsmith actually has to be in a continuous loop of education, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things it's a handful of things all put together. I can't mention any names yet, but we're bringing a lot of very well-known names in the industry, on the armor side, on the education side, that are going to be helping us out with curriculum and doing some special stuff for us. It's going to be a pretty big deal. We're hoping to have everything locked in by SHOT Show. If we have everything locked down, SHOT Show is going to be a very fun time for us.
I understand. I'm looking forward to SHOT Show. Beth Baca has told me over and over again, we have to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
Have you not been?
No. No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. It's one of those things where you have to go at least once just to experience it, but you also need to train about a month ahead of time.
As in the endurance to get around to everybody? I don't know that I'm going to...
Sleep deprivation,
yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, I get invited every year by BattleComp to go to their BattleComp party, which I understand that they find people hanging off balconies and... Yeah, behind bushes and everything once the BattleComp party. And I talk to John and to Alan all the time. They seem quite sedate and nice and very easy to get along with. So I don't know. I don't even know what they're talking about on that one, but I do need to go just so I can watch that. I want to get a couple of people like Costa and drink his little squirt self under the table and then put him in an airplane spin and throw him in the tub.
Video it.
No, I can't do that to him. That'll be something just between him and me. I'm just got to prove a point to him. I'll explain that later. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me again. We will do it again here shortly, simply because I like the SDI way. Plus, Zeke is a broadcaster. He's got to be part broadcaster, part clandestine. How does that work? You don't even have to explain it to me. That's got to be quite the problem. You stay safe. I'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, sir. Tomorrow on the show, Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense. We'll do it again in 22 hours. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. Has been always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.